Hello, you're listening to Podcast by Digital Clarity Group. I'm Connie Moore, Senior Vice President of Research, and I'll be your host today. Our guest is Chris Walker. Chris is an analyst with Digital Clarity Group, and he has over 25 years' experience in enterprise content management and information governance. Today, he'll be talking with us about enterprise file syncing and sharing, which has a tough acronym to pronounce as EFSS. So, Chris, you just wrote a blistering blog post about this EFSS market. I enjoyed reading it immensely, but you were definitely on a mission to let the world know about the shortcomings of this marketplace. What exactly is your complaint about EFSS as a market category?
Well, there's a couple different things, but I think probably the primary complaint, I think, that, if you will, that I have is that it really, really shortchanges some of there's a couple different things. It shortchanges some of the players in that market. Number one, because those companies do the technology, the platforms that they're producing and providing and selling do so much more than simply allowing files to be, you know, synchronized between the desktop and the cloud or the desktop and the server, and then being sent out and being able to share the files with colleagues and various other stakeholders. I think that's one. I think the other thing that it does, or the other complaint that I have, is that it downplays, and perhaps not intentionally, but it downplays the issues that the buyers are actually trying to solve, which is more than just, hey, make stuff available wherever I happen to be. It's make the stuff available. Let me collaborate and let me co-author and work with various stakeholders and support the business process that I'm trying to execute. But at the same time, let me do it in a reasonable and a responsible and a secure manner, right? So that's really where I have the issues. By the other thing that's happening is by lumping them in, you know, there's in the magic quadrant, the one that I sort of, you know, launched my blog post off of, you've got 19 vendors in there, and those 19 vendors, even though they're being placed all in the same magic quadrant, are not necessarily playing in the same space, right? So that whole thing, whether it's the magic quadrant or whether it's the entire market segment, if you will, of EFSS, enterprise file syncing and sharing, it's a feature. You can't build a market off of a feature. That would be like somebody building a market or defining a market for hardware based on an enter key or a space bar.
Yeah, or building a software product based on version control.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it's just, you know, sort of the file syncing and sharing and the making the content, available for collaboration and available for workflow and process, and along with the, hey, you can have, you know, a bajillion petabytes of storage for, you know, 13 cents a month type of thing. Those things are just, you know, table stakes. And I'm not the first one to say that. I mean, that's been said by, you know, by many people over the past couple of years. They're just entry into the market. If you're not doing those things anyways, don't bother to show up.
Well, do you have a couple of examples of vendors, maybe vendors that are not really playing in the same space? And maybe a vendor that is much more than file syncing and sharing.
Yeah, you know, so I'll take two of them. I'll take Box and Huddle. Box and I think people that, you know, anybody has read anything that I've posted online or followed me on Twitter, people know right off the bat that I'm a fan of Box, and unashamedly so. So Box is playing in this space where it's about really content management is what they're doing, right? They're, that's where I think that they're headed is content management, is they're positioning themselves and they're on the road to displacing incumbent ECM products, not necessarily vendors, but the products, right? So, and by that, I mean the actual Documentum. I mean, you know, OpenText Content Server. Those vendors will catch up at some point and they'll get the idea they have to do something as well. So I don't think Box is going to displace the vendors. They're going to displace the products, and they're positioning themselves well to do it. The other one that I would look at is Huddle, which is really more about collaboration, right? So it's, I think it's, they're going down the road where I think SharePoint is trying to position itself. I think Oracle, whatever the heck Oracle is calling their old spaces, which is now in the web center, part of the web center content stack, right? So they're really much more about the collaboration and almost a Yammer type thing, but not quite, right? So you're putting both of those companies, Box and Huddle, in the same magic quadrant up against each other based on core functionality that just has to be there, right? Not about, you're not doing it based on what are the actual strengths, what are the use cases of the product, how are the products being used, who are the target audiences for those products, right? So there's going to be, there's places where they overlap, but again, that's kind of, you know, back end, baseline, don't show up at the table if you can't do it type of stuff.
Yeah, so it sounds like it was a lot of table stakes that allowed these two products to be in the same space. But if you looked at it more broadly and more in terms of where they actually compete, they would be quite different. Have I got that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, excellent. Well, I know that you also like EFSS products, or at least some of them. So why is that?
Well, I like the products, you know, some of them, not all of them, of course. I mean, some are better than others. As far as I'm concerned, they're on the road to actually getting ECM right. They're doing part of that stuff, you know, sort of the governance pieces, the information, or the content management type pieces. They're doing it in a way that is lightweight to the users. It's easy. They still have a ways to go. You know, they're not there in terms of being fully featured, fully functional enterprise content management platforms. They're not there yet, but they're on their way. I mean, they're where they have to, you know, improve and mature is around metadata. It's around workflow management. It's around, you know, disposition processing, those types of things. But I think they're on the way, you know, and one of the reasons that I like those types of products, because they're easy to use. They're incredibly easy to use. I mean, as an example, I was working on another project in Calgary back in, I think, late September or August or something. Sitting down with one of the project stakeholders, we needed to share some information, and you know, literally in under a minute, just using my phone, I had set up, you know, collaborative workspaces for the two of us to use to exchange information back and forth, fully secure and fully functional. That's it. That's all it takes for me, right? There was metadata attached to it because I'd done some admin work in the background beforehand. You know, so that's why I like those types of things. It's just it's easy to get stuff done.
Okay. Well, that makes sense to me. So shifting gears a little bit, on enterprise content management products, and you and I both have worked in the enterprise content management space for a long time, and I know that these days you don't particularly care for some of the ECM products and are in consulting engagements, sometimes orienting clients toward more what I would call lightweight products. What is it that you don't really like about ECM? And for me, isn't ECM just the next generation, or EFSS SS, the next generation for ECM?
So I'll take the last question first. And I think the answer to that question is yes, depending on which of the vendors you're referring to, right? So, you know, I'll go back to the two I picked on or mentioned earlier. So if you're looking at Huddle, no, they're not the next generation of ECM, but I think Box is. That said, back to one of my earlier comments, they need to mature in terms of, you know, managing metadata, and they need to mature in terms of managing some of the records management and compliance type of functionality that they have. But again, they've got a roadmap in, you know, in play that they're following along. So I don't see any reason why they can't get there. As to, you know, sort of why I dislike ECM, and it's not the products that I dislike. You know, I've worked with a number of them over the years, and the products, you know, with very few exceptions, or they're good products, and they can do what they are supposed to do. But that's the difficulty, is what are they supposed to do? You know, on so many of the client engagements that I've had and been involved with, either directly or indirectly, at whatever level of depth and breadth, it's, you know, you hear this, we're doing ECM. And that becomes the problem, because they're trying to solve content management issues rather than trying to solve business issues. And I think it's the entire industry that is failing. It's inadvertent failures, and nobody's trying to you know, screw anybody over. It's just the industry, and I include myself in part of that, is we've got it wrong. What we should have been doing is we really should have been focusing on solving business problems for people, and at the same time putting content and information management and information governance simply as part of foundational pieces, right? So, and by what I mean by that, it's if you're building a database application, just by default, or not by default, I mean it's by default now because we're so good at it, but by design, you're building in things like referential integrity, you're not allowing orphan records, those types of things, right? So that's kind of the approach I think that we have to take, is just build that stuff in and get it away from the users, because they don't care. You know, and it's just so much of a burden on them. So that's kind of the dislike. It's not the dislike of the products or the vendors. It's the dislike, I think, of the approaches that we've been taking, some of the marketing that we've been putting forward to it. It's those things. It's we're not focusing on solving true business problems. We're doing content management for the sake of content management. It is just not paying off for anybody.
Well, that's an excellent explanation. So for our listeners, I would encourage you to be on the lookout and actually look at several things. First of all, I mentioned Chris's blistering blog post, and I wasn't kidding. It's extremely informative, and it's extremely funny, as well as insightful, and takes a angle that a lot of analysts are scared to take. So I recommend that as reading. Secondly, I know that Chris and I are going to do a point by point, where he takes one perspective on ECM and I take another perspective on ECM, and we write two blog posts that have alternative views. And I'm looking forward to writing that. And secondly, I would say that it's coming soon, so stay posted. And then thirdly, I know you mentioned information governance, and I know that you're working on a blog post on information governance as well. That's quite interesting and worth taking a look out for if you're in the audience. So I thank you for joining us today. You're listening to podcasts by Digital Clarity Group, and we thank you for coming, and we look forward to having you listen to future sessions. Goodbye now.
You have been listening to podcasts by Digital Clarity Group. Digital Clarity Group provides research, consulting, events, and advisory services to help business leaders navigate the digital transformation. For other podcasts or more information, please visit our website at www.digitalclaritygroup.com.